The Next Web says that Intel has confirmed that Moore's Law does not hold for its new processors. Moore's Law was first predicted by Intel's founder Gordon Moore in 1965, and he estimated that the number of transistors on a chip would double every 2 years. Moore's Law has held steady for the past half century, but according to today's announcement from Intel, the law will be disproven in 2016 with the Kaby Lake processor, the third set of processors built on the same technology. Intel CEO Brian Krzanich confirmed that the migration was too difficult, but that this didn't necessarily mean that growth won't continue at the Moore's Law pace in the future, adding that transitions are a natural part of the law. We can't stop talking about Reddit. I hope you're still listening. Today's site, the site held an AMA. That's Reddit's popular Ask Me Anything feature. And the AMA was about the future of the AMA. So unless you are a dyed-in-the-wool Redditor, it's kind of difficult to truly understand what's going on here. But that has not stopped me from trying to figure it all out yet. Reddit says it will hide but not ban hate communities. They won't delete any subreddits just because they're distasteful, only if they're truly abusive and threatening. So, for example, you will be banned if you fill up another person's inbox with messages like, go kill yourself, but you will not be banned just by calling someone stupid. Now, just reading through this AMA made me feel exhausted. It's Lord of the Flies out there with conscience for everyone. Twitter's head of communications tweeted his departure from the company today. Recode reports that Gabriel Stricker, who came from Google in 2012, did not appear to leave his position willingly. Twitter announced that they would be bringing in new leadership, shifting communication strategy and direction, and desperately trying to show the world the value of Twitter. I, of course, added the word desperately. They did not say that. TechCrunch confirms today that Facebook's Oculus has acquired an Israeli computer vision specialist company called Pebbles. The company creates the technology that allows users of virtual reality goggles to see their hands and fingers in their virtual reality vision. Oculus will reportedly use this technology to allow users to control virtual reality games with hand gestures. And finally, the Emmy Award nominations were announced today. In case you care about that sort of thing, HBO's Silicon Valley, which is basically a better written, better acted version of the show, was nominated for Outstanding Comedy Series. There were also several nominations for original programming on streaming-only networks, Netflix and Amazon. Nominations from Netflix included House of Cards and Orange is the New Black for Outstanding Drama Series and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt for Outstanding Comedy Series.